From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project. We are news, information, nerds. Not me, though. I'm Rachel Martin.
Oh, I'm a complete nerd. I'm Allison Stewart, but you probably knew that already on both counts that I'm Allison Stewart and I'm a nerd. It's Thursday, February 7th, 2008.
Speaking of nerd feeling, I felt like a total nerd yesterday. I went to across the street to the Bryant Park fashion
I thought you looked
phenomenon.
Great.
Thanks. I dressed up just for
you
the
did.
Occasion. But really, you walk into a place like that and immediately you just kind of look at yourself in your outfit from Target that you think is nice because you had to pay more than $35 for that jacket. And immediately you feel, not nerdy's not the right word, just not very cool. But it was all right. It was fun, actually. It was fun. We're going to have a little bit of my trip there on the website.
It's fantastic. There's, I don't know, for people who don't know, Bryant Park is right across from us, hence the name of our show. And twice a year they have the gigantic fashion shows where every major designer and upcoming designers show their wares for about 20 whole minutes. That's the thing. That
their entire so fast.
Their entire season's work boiled down to 20 minutes. And you talked to a young designer who had his first tent show?
It was his first time at Bryant Park, which has this mythic status. There are other fashion shows that take place as connected to Fashion Week. But you'll know him, for those of you who watch Project Runway, he was on one of the earlier seasons of that. He's an interesting character. So we'll have a little bit of my interview with him.
Yeah, that's what's happening outside of our front door in the middle of the country. An entirely different situation. A tragic and difficult situation. Those tornadoes that ripped through south central of the United States. We're going to talk to a reporter on the ground in Tennessee, one of the hardest hit areas. He actually grew up around the area, so he's got a little bit of perspective about how devastating these tornadoes were. His name is Nick Beadle. We'll talk to him shortly.
Yeah. Also, BPP producer Ilan Chilag went to a gathering of Uber dorks last night. It's called Dorkbot.
My new favorite word.
It's exactly what it sounds like. A bunch of dorks talking about dorky stuff. Mostly, I don't even know how to say this word. Linux? Some software thing, I think. And Doctor Who. Ian is going to give us his report.
I am a nerd. I like Doctor Who. We'll also get today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
At least 55 people are dead and hundreds more injured as a result of Tuesday night's tornadoes, the deadliest set of twisters to hit the south central U.S. in more than 20 years.
Rescue efforts and cleanup continue today in Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama. Tennessee saw the most casualties, at least 31 deaths. But Arkansas was also hit hard. NPR's Robert Smith is on the ground there and spoke with some of the survivors in Atkins.
Just over the hill, a tornado picked up a house completely from its concrete slab and smashed it to pieces. The couple who lived there and their 11-year-old daughter died outside. Police think they were going out to check on their horses. Kim Viverka's clothes and belongings now stretch like an arrow across a field, pointing northeast.
We found my communion candle. We found my family Bible. We found a lot of the kids' pictures. We found a lot. We found a lot. It's amazing.
Forecasters saw the storms coming for hours, and officials say the warning system worked as planned. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, put out an alert 6 days in advance.
Pope County Sheriff Jay Winters told NPR's Robert Smith he didn't know if the family that was killed in Atkins had heard the warnings, but he said that there were plenty of them.
Like I said, I was watching TV and tracking it, and it came just the exact path they showed, and it came just about to the minute.
But all that warning, and it doesn't help.
When a house is just absolutely blown apart, you know, there was nowhere they could have been in the house that they would have been safe.
Winter says that the search and rescue phase is winding down now, 24 hours after the storm hit, and they're moving on to other pressing safety concerns. There are downed power lines all around the region, and there was a gas leak south of town. The rebuilding will have to wait.
President Bush called the governors of the affected states yesterday to offer his support, and he plans to go to Tennessee tomorrow.
And that same cold front that spawned those tornadoes is heading towards central Florida, where it may delay today's scheduled space shuttle launch. That is the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel with some more news.